93KHJ, American Samoa's best music mix. Saying hi to Justin Tuiasosopo now, our next guest. Hey, Justin, how you doing, man?
Good morning, John. I'm Anuia, American Samoa.
And we got your partner here, Charles Asalemo. Good morning, Charles. How you doing, brother? Good to have you back in studio.
I'm Anuia, John. It's good to be back.
And we welcome these guys. Justin wears many hats. You're ready to do four-way tests later this week with Rotary, right, Justin?
Yes, that is correct.
But here we are talking about an organization, nonprofit, Malofie America Samoa. Can you tell us what that is and what you guys have in store for that?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, John, for the opportunity to hop on this morning. Happy Easter Monday to everyone listening on the radio this morning. So we're here to talk about Malofie of American Samoa, which is an organization made up of men and women who wear the La'e Samoa. Or Malu. We are a newly founded organization. We just elected our officers in February. And our first major event, which is what we're here to talk about, is our Flag Day Parade. We will be joined by our mother organization, which is Malofie Association of Samoa. They're bringing a delegation of close to 30 members coming down to join the local organization to march on Flag Day, which is Friday, April 17th. So we're asking all of our folks who have the La'e Samoa here in American Samoa to join us at 7 a.m. on Friday at the stadium. We will be providing the uniform, the yellow ear that everybody will be wearing. We ask the women to please come in a white top and the men to bring a red ulafala. So this, we are very honored because we'll also be joined by a world-renowned master tufunga artist, Lefionga Yasu'a Suluape Petelo Alaiva'a, and his sons. I know one of the questions we always receive is, do you have to have a specific tufunga or tattoo artist to be part of this organization? And the response is, no, we do not discriminate, rather, which tufunga you had your la'e done by. We want to open this up to anybody because the mission of the organization is to help preserve and promote our Samoan language as well as our Samoan culture through the art of Samoan tattoo.
Well, congratulations. You got your officers and everything, and this is sort of your first big event, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Flag Day, as we all know, it's always a big event around the island. I know all the dance groups are preparing, all the high schools they're performing this year. Governor had mentioned on your radio last week that there's some VIP guests from Tonga and around the Pacific that will be attending. So it's a major event for us here in American Samoa. And so what better way to showcase the proud culture that we have through this parade that we will be attending.
And Charles, what's your role in the organization? Are you the president, VP, or... moral support, all of the above.
Thank you, John. As aforementioned, Justin is our president, and I'm the vice president for the Malofie Association.
Okay, good deal. And you'll be there with your. Do you
yes,
have a
definitely.
Song I meet you?
Yes.
All right, good stuff, man. You too, Justin, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. We other officer members we have is, I'm sure you're very familiar with Ms. Lupe Aumavai. Atawanu'u, as well as Sawa'i Tuyelmotusele.
Yes, that's Veni's much better half, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we don't talk about Veni on
Thank you for that. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. What's up, Veni? But Lupe is, and also former Miss South Pacific.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, yeah. So she is your treasurer, you said? Or
Secretary. And treasurer is Sawa'i Tuyelmotusele.
Okay.
But we're also under the guidance and advisement of Tawese Sunia and a few other folks that are helping us in the background.
Nice. Okay. Well, it doesn't get more traditional than that then. You got the dream team there. So you got a pretty big organization. Did you get a good turnout when you had your first general meeting back in Feb?
So far, we have a little over 30, close to 40 registered members. We hope to see that number grow as we prepare for the Flag Day Parade. There are some questions whether we have to be registered member to join in on the parade. The answer is no. We hope to have everyone join in on the parade and hope that they register either beforehand or after the fact. But
okay.
To participate in the march, to show up. We'll give you an E and we'll all march. We'll be posting on our Facebook page, Malofia America Samoa, a QR code, a link to at least help us with the head count. So just to put in your name and how many yardage so that we can have enough ears for this day.
Okay. Yeah, that's just so you. Nobody goes without the EA and go,
yeah.
All right.
And we'll have a tent with the banner, so look out for the Malofia banner at the stadium. We'll try to organize everybody under that tent, prepare, give them the uniform before we start marching. And we'll be the last group marching, so that it allows folks who are part of certain ASG offices to march beforehand, then they come around and march again with the same group.
Got it. All right. Well, that's, yeah, the round going around the track and doing the march, right? That's the big draw there. So we look forward to seeing that, seeing familiar faces on the KVZK feed, and see Charles there. Tayaman we advise.
Thank you.
And Mr. President.
That's all we have today.
Justin.
It's a very brief.
All right. Good deal.
Thank you.
So we'll see you doing the four-way test. Justin's got all kinds of tattoos he's got going on. So with the Rotary Club, and this time you're here with Malofie America Samoa. Follow him on Facebook, too, especially if you've got the traditional Samoan tattoo, and get involved.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll watch for you on Friday then, next week Friday, 93 KHJ, back after this. Have a great day, guys. Appreciate it.